I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 8:22, and joining us in studio, it is John Hancock.
Good morning.
And Michael Kelly.
Hey, hey, happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'm ready for a weekend. Let's start with hurricane news and related topics, because what has happened with these two hurricanes, Helene and Milton, is just awful. It is going to take a long time to clean up this disaster. But I think for me, one of the more distressing things, even possibly even more than the destruction, is the misinformation that is being spread and the things that people are now believing about the hurricane. First of all, that it's man-made and created to hit Trump states, which people truly believe. But John Hancock, a lot of this misinformation is being spread by the Republican presidential candidate himself.
Imagine that.
What do we do?
Well, Donald Trump is, shall we say, less than 100% accurate sometimes. and this is one of those times. And, you know, the folks that are living this right now, who their homes have been destroyed, they've had to pick up and leave, you know, they need to get good information. And, you know, the government's doing a good job. I hope Congress is called back into session, because I understand those funds run out at the end of, what is it, November. And so, you know, there's a lot of work to be done here.
Yeah, I think it's one of the consequences of Donald Trump. It's also one of the things that we're living in our world, right? Because he goes out and says it, and then it shows up in social media. And I don't know, I see good people, like genuinely, you know, normal people normally in my life who are buying into some crazy stuff. And it really must be exhausting to buy into a lot of this nonsense that's being said out there. But it's sad what's happening, but it is what it is. I look at it and laugh, and it makes me wonder why people would want to follow him. But it scares me that a lot of people still believe this stuff.
So on the other side of this, when we look at the response from the federal government and the Biden administration, you know, how do they need to handle this? And in light of trying to get their candidate in office, Kamala Harris.
So there's been a lot of focus on that the last week. And I think they just do what they've been doing for the last 4 years. And for that matter, when Donald Trump was president, you know, these organizations, institutions that we talk about, they've been standing. FEMA has been working. You know, the former president's language is unfortunate, but I think it's to say, hey, we're doing exactly what we always do, which is deliver for the people who are in stress. And I think you get backed up by folks like Ron DeSantis and all their governors who say, in fact, the federal government is doing what it always does. And we do crisis as well when it comes to coming back from a natural disaster. It's just one of the things, unfortunately, we figured out in our country. Fortunately, we figured out in our country, and I think that's what you point to. We're just going to do what we always do.
Yeah, and, you know, the politicization of all of this, really, I guess you could trace it back to Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey when Barack Obama came and embraced Chris Christie. Christie then began to pay a political price for having had that relationship. I mean, it's nuts to me that we politicize. Wow, I can't even talk this morning. These kinds of things. Historically, these disasters have drawn us together, and now they're pulling us apart, and that's really sad.
I think one of the big factors is how many people, it's clear now, just get their information from Facebook. And
yeah.
If Bob on Facebook says it, it's got to be true.
He did his research.
He did. He saw a meme and he knows. Let's talk about Kamala Harris and how she's moving forward, because she was getting a lot of criticism for not doing media interviews. And then she went on this media blitz. Mm-hmm. I mean, she did 60 Minutes. She did Howard Stern. She's done podcasts. She is really out there. And some people at the same time are criticizing her for which media outlet she chose to go on. But overall, John, how would you say, did she Did she meet the criteria of, yes, she's out there talking?
Well, the sad reality is that Kamala Harris is not a very good candidate. And when she ran for president in 2020, she didn't even make it to Iowa. And, you know, I think her handlers have tried to protect her as much as possible. But, you know, if you look at the polls are now trending back in Donald Trump's direction in all of these battleground states. So I think they're trying to figure out how they can correct that issue. And they're sending her out on these media tours. I don't know. I don't know how successful that's going to be in the long run. She, you know, now, not that Donald Trump is any great interviewee, but Kamala Harris just is not very good.
But I disagree. Okay. The reality is when she came in, she took this race from being a 5 to 6 point loser
right.
to a tie.
Yep.
She's outdrawing crowd sizes to Donald Trump, and she is out espousing policies, not concepts of policies, but actually pointing to what it is that she's going to do. Look, I think for a number of reasons, some people will never embrace Kamala Harris and that she is offering articulate, well-thought-out positions because it doesn't fit the narrative that they have maybe as it relates to her for whatever reason. I think she's a great candidate. I think she's doing fine. This is going to be a close race, and I think John's right. I think right now the momentum has shifted a little bit back to Donald Trump. But the focus in the last couple of weeks here has to be on pulling voters out, and I put the marker on the side of the Dems for that.
Well, it's shifting towards Trump, not for anything Trump has done. It's shifting towards Trump because Harris has had increasing levels of exposure, and that's not going well.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.